Vampire in Atlantis by Alyssa Day. Narrated by Joshua Swanson. Copyright 2011 by Alyssa Day. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Elisa Holliday, care of the Axelrod Agency, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Dear listeners, we took a wonderful research trip to Sedona, Arizona for this book, and I wish I could have taken you all with me. The red rocks of Sedona and the canyons and caves and vortex sites of the surrounding area are a spectacular part of our U.S. heritage. Of course, being me, I couldn't resist throwing in a little of my own twisted slant on history by adding a vampire apocalypse to the very real historical fact of the disappearance of the ancient Sinagua Indians. Please visit the places Daniel and Sarai see if you get a chance at all. It will be one of the best adventures of your lifetime, I promise. As to visiting Atlantis, well, I live in hope that one day I'll get to be the first to step foot on the lost continent. Won't that be a story to tell? Hugs, Alyssa. The Warrior's Creed. We will wait and watch and protect and serve as first warning on the eve of humanity's destruction. Then, and only then, Atlantis will rise. For we are the warriors of Poseidon, and the mark of the trident we bear serves as witness to our sacred duty to safeguard mankind. Chapter 1. The Primus Chambers Beneath the Capitol Building, Washington, D.C. Daniel looked out at the sea of red eyes glaring back at him in the vast oak and marble chamber of the Primus, and wondered, not for the first time, why the hell he'd ever wanted to be the ruler.